My name is Ellis Goldstein. I am the Director of Ministry Partner Development for the American staff that are in the United States and overseas. I've got the privilege of helping our staff raise their support and training them to do that. You are entering into an incredible opportunity as you raise support for your summer project. And I wanted to take a few minutes to share with you some of the principles that I share with our staff. In Philippians, what we find is maybe the very first letter that's recorded of a missionary who is writing back to the people that supported him. In chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, Paul says this: I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of the partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. That partnership that Paul is referring to is a financial partnership that the Philippians were part of his ministry and they gave. Matter of fact, we find more about this in chapter 4, verses 10 to 19. Paul says in verse 10, I greatly rejoice in the Lord that at last you've renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. Apparently, at some time in the past, the Philippians may have given to his ministry, but something had happened and they weren't able to do so. But now, in the circumstance that Paul is in, and he's under house arrest, they have again begun supporting him. He's just excited that they are doing that. And one of the principles that we learn from this is that people are more willing to give than you're willing to ask. I know as I train missionaries over the years, I found that there are a number of people who are fearful about asking, but yet they have found that when they have asked people, that people respond willingly and want to ask. The people are excited about giving. Matter of fact, you may find people who will say to you, thank you for even asking. Even those people who can't give to your ministry, they may say thank you. In verse 11, Paul says, I am not saying this because I'm in need, for I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances. He goes on to say, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. I can do everything who gives me strength. And one of the things that we learn here is that people need to give far more than a person or cause has a need to receive. Paul learned the secret of being content, whether he had a lot or whether he had plenty, because he's referring to his physical condition and what he had, whether he was, as he said, whether he was well-fed or whether he wasn't. And I think that what we can learn from this is that there is a principle that people have a great need to give. Matter of fact, their need to give is far greater than you or I have the need to receive. Because you see, I raise my support. And if you're raising your support to go in your summer project, the important thing is that the people who want to give, or you're going to be giving an opportunity to give, in this principle we learned that they have a greater need to give than you have the need to receive, no matter how great our need is. And Paul talked about that whether he had a lot or he had a little, what he's pointing out is that it was good for the Philippians to give, that they had this great need to give. And then we learn, as Paul goes on, he says this: yet it was good of you to share my troubles, according to verse 14. And he goes on to say, moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out for Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I'm looking for what may be credited to your account. The Philippians had this incredible desire to give to Paul. And what he's pointing out, that when he first started out in his ministry, that there weren't a lot of people who give. Matter of fact, he says no one started giving to him. And so he's talking about the Philippians and their desire to give. And so one of the things that I've learned over the years is that there are a number of people who have this unstoppable desire to give. You're going to be meeting people, and perhaps you already know them, who have an incredible desire to give to your ministry. They're excited about your opportunity to go on a summer project and reach people for Christ, or for you to grow in your faith. They want to be a part. Matter of fact, you probably couldn't stop some of them from giving. And notice what Paul says: not that I'm looking for a gift, but I'm looking for what may be credited to their account. Our attitude needs to be not that we are trying to get money out of people, but that we want to share with people the incredible opportunity and the incredible things that God is doing, and inviting them to be a part of the kingdom work, inviting them to be a part of your ministry. As Paul said, he wasn't looking for the gift. That wasn't his focus. He was looking for what the benefit that those who were giving, for what the Philippians were giving, that they would receive. And so as you ask people to give, pray for them and the blessing that God wants to give them, and that what they will get out of giving. I know when we think of the ones who are on the receiving end of support, we're thinking about what we're going to be getting, but God's perspective is on what those who are giving, what they're going to get. Just as when you give to the Lord, think about the blessing that you receive and all the benefits that go along with it. Well, in the same way, those who give to you are going to receive the same type of blessing. Now, listen to this. In verse 18, Paul says, "I have received full payment and even more. I'm amply supplied now that I have received from Aphrodite the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God." Paul is comparing the giving that the Philippians are giving to the sacrifices in the Old Testament, that just as God was pleased with the sacrifices and the thanksgiving offerings that were offered to him in the Old Testament, he's saying that giving is just like that for the Lord, that it's like a sacrifice that is pleasing to him. You know, when you go to church, there's a formal part of the church service that's part of the worship, when people give and then the pastor prays and returns it back to the Lord. In the same way, as people give corporately or people give individually, as they'll be given to your ministry, that God considers that an act of worship. Not just singing hymns of praise, but giving is an act of worship. And Paul makes this promise to the Philippians, and he says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Now, one of the things that we've learned is that as people are involved in giving to the Lord and realize that we really don't own anything, that everything we have is from him, and we're just returning a portion back to God as a thanksgiving offering, Paul knew that the Philippians had this perspective, and he says to them, you can count on the fact that because of your heart attitude in giving, that God is going to meet your needs. Matter of fact, let me just add this one last thing as you think about raising support. How are you doing your own giving to the Lord? Are you giving to him? God is looking for what you can give according to your ability. Whether you've come to the place in your life where you acknowledge that he owns everything that you have, whether you have a lot or you have a little. And so before you begin to ask people to raise support, think about your heart and your perspective towards giving. And if you have, in a sense, released your resources to the Lord, if you're giving to him. Because as you do that, and as you grow in your relationship with him and giving to him, you can be assured of the fact that as you raise your support for your summer project, God will meet your needs according to the glorious riches in Christ Jesus, and he will bring the funding in.